Welcome back. The 5th annual Quincy Pride Celebration is coming up this Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. at Pageant Field. The weather looks fantastic. So we welcome the president and the vice president of the Quincy Pride Committee, Sheikha Babin and Richard Ash, are here to tell us all about it. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, happy Pride, right?
Happy Pride.
June Absolutely. Is Pride Month and has been, what, Sheikha, since really 1969, right?
Absolutely.
The Stonewall
1969.
Riots. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, 1969, the Stonewall really kicked off the Pride spirit. It was really started with the resistance, but the first Pride started in 1970 in New York, in Central Park, which was really just a simple walk, but it was a build on as a result of the resistance that happened in 1969.
Right. How did it start in Quincy?
How did it start in Quincy?
Yeah.
In 2018, a group of residents said, we want our Pride. We want our own Pride. And like-minded folks came together. We gathered in kitchens and so forth, and Pride came to fruition. At that time, it was with the help of Anne Mahoney, and so we were very fortunate to have her leadership. And after that, it just took off, and it has grown consistently ever since.
Has it really?
Yes, it has. Richard and I took over in 2019,
and
from there, it has just continued to grow.
It's been pretty quick. You were established 501c3 corporation.
Absolutely.
You know, that alone can take 5 years to happen sometimes.
Yes.
So it really happened quickly. So you had a lot of backing. How many members would you say of Quincy Pride are there now?
We probably have between 10 and 12.
I would say that's
on the committee.
10 and 12 like core board members that are doing the festival this year and helping us out a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
There are a number of volunteers also coming, but those of us that attend the weekly meetings and, you know, plan the event and go to the other programming, there's about 10 or 12 of us.
But last year, the celebration, you had, what, several thousand people show up?
Right? Oh, yeah. attendees. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Attendees. We always say about 3,000.
Okay.
Last year. And last year, we, fortunately for us, were able to capitalize on there not being a Boston Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And there not really being any other prides in the state or certainly around here at that time. So we're always the first Sunday of June. Boston's usually the second weekend in June.
Yeah.
It has been traditionally up until last year. And now that Boston unfortunately disbanded, we were able to get a lot of people that would really go to the Boston events and still wanted to celebrate Pride Month to come to ours, which was great. And it was a huge turnout. And it was, I think it was the biggest one. It was certainly our biggest one.
Absolutely, to date.
We said up until last year that we were the only Pride in the state, but then at the end of June last year, we ended up going to Plymouth Pride.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know that we can't say that anymore.
Right. But that's pretty astounding when the state capital does not have a Pride celebration, but Quincy does.
Yes, absolutely.
So there's been a bit of an upheaval in that community in Boston. Yeah. Have they looked to Quincy for support, for you know, getting started again?
So last year, I don't know, I think that Boston usually does a parade.
Yeah.
So that, because of the city and the pandemic, was canceled. After the fact is when Boston Pride disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really know too much about why or what's going on there. But that's, for our purposes, neither here nor there.
Right.
Speaking of the pandemic,
we just want them all to come to our
I was just going to say, you know. Exactly, yeah. Speaking of the pandemic, Sheikha, how has it impacted Quincy Pride and the LGBTQ plus community in general?
Well, in general, as society, we are very social people, as well with the LGBTQ IA community. But we've taken a little, it impacted us a little bit, but not much. Through the pandemic, we had support. We did online events. There was a lot of activity around getting support to help people in the community who needed services. But come 2020-21, I mean, my God, we experienced the explosion. So there was a great bounce back with respect to people wanting to get together, wanting to get out. But there was a great deal of respect during the pandemic. But it shifted more or less to how can we support the community? Mm-hmm. What can we do? What services can we aid with?
Well, I couldn't help but think that sometimes folks in the community feel marginalized anyway, and then put a pandemic on top of it where you're really told to socially isolate, that could just exacerbate problems.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So to have a community such as Quincy Pride to support them and reach out to, it's going to be a huge benefit. Do you work in the schools with young people at all?
We are starting to work in the schools with young people. Just this week, we invited Holly Rendell from the Quincy School Committee and the youth to speak at the flag-raising event. We are trying to do a lot more with them. We have sponsored or supported different groups, the Rainbow Alliance, the Safe Club. Quincy Pride tries to give back to those organizations to help them. As you know, globally, there's an issue where, especially in the United States, where efforts are being taken to restrict access to LGBTQIA books. And so what we've done is we've done sponsorships to the schools to help them buy books to make sure that those books are here and available in Quincy.
Okay, very good. You mentioned the flag raising. What was that?
The flag raising. Well, each year we look to expand our programming and the awareness, because at the end of the day, Pride was really about the resistance. A lot of the resistance that happened in 1969 was really society saying, no, you shouldn't be here, some people. And it was a constant harassment or marginalization, as we talked about earlier, that no, you can't go here, you can't be here. And so putting the flag raising this year is really about promoting living your truth. This is a time where no one should be living in shame. LGBTQIA has been out there a while. Everyone has a place in the world. We have new laws that come in, that are coming into effect. One of them on the federal level with the Equality Act. But in Massachusetts, we really have a great community. We are the first ones with the Gay Marriage Act. So we're ahead of the curve. And I think it's just a moment to say, hey, this month, let's kick it off with style and have a flag raising.
Yeah, and Richard, it was at the Church of Presidents, right?
It was. Yeah. It was in collaboration with the Church of Presidents.
Very nice.
So, Church of Presidents, Reverend Rebecca Froom, Jim Petosa, who's the president, we started working with them. John McDonald, who's on our board and also does special events for the city. We came together and tried to think of a nice, short, inclusive ceremony that would highlight the kids and our organizations, and it was nice. It was really nice. There was some speakers. We had, as Shika mentioned earlier, Holly Rendell teaches at Atlantic, I believe, and the Safe Club is what she's had the Safe Club. I think it's got to be 15 years now,
really?
Or something along those lines.
Okay.
We had some of her students come and read poems, and the Quincy Choral Society sang a couple songs.
Nice.
Sheriff McDermott gave a couple words, and the flag looks great if you've walked by. It's a beautiful flag, nice space for it, so we were very happy with it.
Okay, and that'll be up all month?
It will be.
Very nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's a beautiful symbol to atone the month.
Yeah. Well, the arts in general really has taken center stage in Quincy.
Oh, my God.
Most recently, all the performances, free performances in the Hancock Adams Common that are happening all this year. Kilroy Square is very active now, every week over by the new parking garage. You mentioned the Choral Society. The Quincy Symphony, of course, is active as well. So there's a lot going on. The Quincy Art Association has a brand new gallery for the public to see. So it really has, in the short period of time, really, in the past 10 years or so, the arts have really grown tremendously. And I see the Quincy Pride Committee is part of that, because it's a lot of artistic people involved, I'm sure.
Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. So our big event is obviously this Sunday.
Yes.
And there's we have 40 vendors.
40?
40 vendors
are
coming, and that's in addition to our 15 sponsors and the live performers and whatnot.
Yeah.
A lot of those vendors are local LGBTQ, local and or LGBTQ shops, or people that, whether it's candles or bracelets, or that's their way of expressing themselves in their art.
Yep.
So it's always great to give the arts that we might not be performing arts, give them a space to showcase what they're doing and what they like to do and put out there for Pride Month, or just in general. So there's the the arts in that sense. And performing arts, we're covering both bases this year, which is different for us, in which we have a full band, who's the Midtown Horns,
yeah,
as well as some great LGBTQ performers from Provincetown and from Boston,
okay,
and from Quincy.
And speaking of the Midtown Horns, they have an interesting story. They're a great cover band, but they were started when the kids were still in, what, Westboro Public Schools?
I'm not too sure.
According to their website,
that's
anyway.
That's their website. That is true.
Yeah.
They come from a real interesting upbringing.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why, as Quincy Pride, it is a part of our responsibility to the community to make sure that we highlight arts in many different forms, and particularly those that have a great story and is connected to the community. And so the Midtown Horn Bands is definitely that. It's funny, as they are preparing, they've contacted us a couple of times. What additional can we do? What additional? And so one of the things I said you must do is a theme song. You must do YMCA. Because that was one of the best theme songs for the community at a time when they were going through the upheaval and looking for social justice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an iconic song now.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
It's almost an anthem,
Absolutely.
Really. Yeah, for sure. Let's run down the agenda if we can for Sunday celebration. You have a DJ. You have. Will it be a kind of an opening ceremony to kind of launch it?
Yes, Reverend Froome from the United First Parish Church, as well as some other representatives from other churches and congregations that will be there. They'll do an opening ceremony, as well as we'll do an opening, and then we'll really get right into it, yeah, right into the day.
Yeah, so there's a center stage, basically, for the performers?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
This year, we've upgraded. We have a big stage because we have a big band this year.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of Quincy Pride 2.0. And so there will be, as a part of the opening, because we have the opening flag ceremony, the opening ceremony will be just to bless the event.
All right.
A blessing of sorts. And we also, we want to keep the religion, because we're fortunate here in Quincy that we do have churches that serve and welcome the LGBT community to come in and get spiritual nutrition. So we're always glad to add them to our lineup. But thereafter, everything is just, there's a jam-packed session, not only from the band opening up, as Richard stated, we have local entertainers from Boston, Providence, and even local. But we also have back this year, by popular demand, the puppeteer. So while some of the youth may not always identify or relate with the music, they identify and relate with the puppets.
Sure.
So
okay.
We have a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, it's a family festival,
it's
right?
It's a family
festival.
It's
all ages.
Absolutely.
Will there be refreshments available?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We have four food trucks coming, okay, as well as Hive Mobile Bar, which is, if you go to any of the, a lot of the events, the outside events in the city, especially in the summertime,
yeah,
the Hive Mobile Bar is usually there. They're great, and they'll have beer and other non-alcoholic beverages, and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, but on the food side, we have a great variety this year. We have the taco truck, as well as burgers and fries, and then we have a different truck. We have pizza, this year.
Yeah.
So we have a little bit for things for a variety of choices.
Okay. And is there any admission charge for the festival at all?
Oh no, the festival is always free to the public.
Okay. There's a charge, I'm guessing, for the food and
there's a
drink.
Charge for the food. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
And so is it just basically you go at any time from noon to five, enjoy some of the free entertainments?
It's from noon to five.
Okay.
Enjoy the entertainments.
Yeah.
We have, in addition to what Richard has mentioned about the vendors, look at the different vendors, look at their products. And we also have service vendors that are there that offer services to the community, whether that be support services or aid in some way or in education.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a section where we always have for the youth, the kids. It's a playground section. This year we've expanded on that. So the team we have this year, they really thought outside of the box. We have a kite flying segment.
Okay.
We have a big slide area, and then we have a couple of little small sporting games there. So we really expanded this year in a big way.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Richard.
Just a couple timelines, I think, want to highlight. We did have put a scholarship in to both high schools this year.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
We'll have the that awarding those scholarships around, I believe it's at 1:00.
Okay.
So the scholarship winners will be come up at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And that again is a conduit of the Safe Club and Quincy Public Schools and whatnot.
Right, right.
We have incredible raffles.
Really?
Yeah. I'm hoping I can win a couple. I checked if there's a conflict there.
A little bit of conflict. You are an attorney. You should know that. Yeah.
But, you know, I might have someone else have to.
Right. Yeah.
Right. The raffles are great. The Joanne Robertson, who does the Holiday Expo at North Quincy High every year.
Mm-hmm.
And she just started a new company. I believe it's White Pine Markets, where she invites a lot of vendors to come and sell their items at different Quincy spots. Mm-hmm. She's on our board now, and she was in charge of the raffles, and they're going to be great.
What are they?
Right.
You'll have to come and find out.
Oh,
that's
come
right.
on.
That's right.
There, a couple.
We have one.
We have our fabulous one.
Our big raffle item is a weekend in Provincetown.
Okay.
We were donated, I believe it's two nights from
Brasswood. Brasswood Inn. Yep. A lunch at the Calp Cafe, along with a nice dinner and show tickets as well for later in the evening. So we're really happy about that.
Very nice. And tickets, you buy them right at the festival?
No. It's a package. It is a raffle package. I'm sorry.
Where do you buy the raffle tickets?
Oh, the raffle tickets. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
The raffle actually is, it should be online later today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be electronic this year.
Oh, okay.
And that will go up on our Facebook page and our social media later on. Right. You will be able to still buy tickets there and do the raffle there, but it'll be a little bit different.
Okay.
A little less paper, and it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. All right, and do you have to be present to win?
No, you don't have to be present to win.
Right.
We want you to stay until 4 o'clock when we're going to do the raffles, but you don't have to.
Okay.
I'd like to just go back for a quick second.
Sure.
Richard mentioned the scholarship program.
Yes.
I want to just say we are incredibly fortunate. Quincy Pride is very fortunate that we have great sponsorships. And with that great sponsorship, we have a responsibility to give back to the community.
Yeah.
So in addition to what we've done with the schools to help them buy books, the scholarship program is just another way for us to give back to the community in a meaningful way.
It's great to mention that, and I know that the community, the Quincy Pride members, do that in their own communities. You, of course, Richard, with the Ward 2 Civic Association.
Yep.
Other members I know give back in other ways to charities and nonprofits. Folks from Dove I know are there as well.
Yep.
So you really do give back and support the community that's supporting you.
Absolutely.
We have some great partnerships with other nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are coming as vendors. I will also highlight, I'd be remiss if I didn't, this year our Community Partner Award.
Yes.
So in Quincy, we're very fortunate to have Manet Health.
Mm-hmm.
They provide not only services for us locally, but also for the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't, that gets lost in the shuffle, but Manet is an incredible asset to our community.
Yes.
And this year, we're very happy to be awarding them the Community Partner of the Year for getting through the pandemic and for highlighting our community and just being amazing in all the ways to Quincy.
Happy Pride to both of you.
Happy Pride.
Thanks, Joe.
Pride.
You're very welcome.